Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, friends. I am not Pastor Butch. My name is Jerry Barrett. Honored to sit in for Pastor Butch tonight. I must say that every time, whether I'm a guest or Pastor Butch asks me to host for him, I get to listen to that song. That opening music just fires me up, and I love it. It is a war. And if you've been keeping an eye on the financial sector here recently, we're in dire straits. There's a phrase, and I purloined it a while back. I borrowed it, and I use it constantly. And the phrase is, get woke, go broke. Now, a lot of people say, well, what does woke mean? Because, you know, growing up as a kid, gay meant you were happy. It doesn't mean that anymore. And Coke was something you drank, not something you put up your nose or in your arms or whatever. But the English language is constantly being coerced into different meanings. And woke doesn't mean that you are cognizant and aware of things going on around you. Now, woke means that you are aware of the systemic problems that have befallen our nation. But the problem is these corporations and banks now that have gone woke lose a lot of money. The bank out in California, the SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, they were woke. Disney is a prime example of being woke. They allowed the infiltration of all the sodomites and the loony left into that organization, and they have corrupted what was already bad, but it has gotten so much worse, pushing transgender and homosexuality onto our children. And this bothers me. This is a war. But what Silicon Valley Bank did was they did not care about the shareholders of that bank. They were more interested in promoting this climate change hoax and supporting ESG. And that was something I kept seeing in numerous emails that I get from all of my listeners. What is ESG? Well, it stands for environmental social governance. So environmental, the tree huggers, social justice warriors. They wanted to control everything and every part of your life. And everything, according to these ESG nut jobs, should take into account what we can do to aid the environment and social causes. And it worked so well for SVB that they went bankrupt. They had to be taken over by the FDIC, the federal government. But social justice in a bank, you know, I remember I was not so tuned into politics and the economy as I am now when I was much younger, but I remember all of the talk back in the day about the Glass-Steagall Act. And from what I deduced, and I've done a little bit of digging and researching, but what I deduced was after the collapse of the banking industry in 29 through 33, they came out with the Glass-Steagall Act. That was Senator Carter Glass and Representative Henry Steagall, both Democrats, one from Virginia, one from Alabama, respectively. And they Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It got disconnected. I don't know if it was Verizon or what, but we're back. You know, the Glass-Steagall Act, from what I have gathered, was meant to separate banks from being investment houses. They were supposed to take care of loans to local businesses, individuals, and not take the depositors' money and put it into the stock market. Well, as man is wont to do, we always know what's right, what's best. They kind of chipped away at this act piecemeal until it was pretty much bare bones, had no meat to it. As Pastor Butch would say, where's the beef? There was none. They had gutted this act. Well, after the recession in 08, we are blessed to have Barney Frank and Chris Dodd. Frank was a rep, a Democrat from Massachusetts. Dodd was a Democrat senator from Connecticut. And I did notice that it's always the Democrats that come out with these laws around the economy. I don't understand why, but the Dodd-Frank Act was put into effect, signed into law by Barack Obama, and I say Obama because it's Alabama, and it irks some people, but that's okay. But now, banks could become investment firms, and they were able to repeat the same errors that we had in the 20s and the 30s. And I keep saying, for those who fail to study history, you're bound to repeat it. And that's what seems to be happening here. But there is a great big jigsaw puzzle. And I've made this analogy many times on my radio show, that there is a plan that is in place. And the elite, they're self-titled elite because they've got all the money. And I've joked around with the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules. That's the new golden rule. But they have a plan, and they want to redistribute the wealth, but not their wealth. The middle class as well, the upper middle class as well, and they want to redistribute it from our pockets to theirs. So if you think of a triangle, and the 0.1%, the 0.1 of 1%, the upper crust of the money people, are at the very tip top of this triangle, and everybody that is under poverty levels is at the bottom. What they're trying to do is shrink that top of the pyramid and increase the base so that we're all poor and beholden to them. And if you do any digging around into the financial world, you'll hear UBI, Universal Basic Income. That's a phrase that they're using now, where you don't have to do anything to earn this money. They're just going to give it to you. But to get it, you have to pass the test. And this test is going to turn into be a social credit score. Not a monetary credit score, but a social credit score. And the way that they're going to implement this is with a digital currency. You know, Tex wrote about this 25 years ago, maybe more, in his book, Millennium. Peace promises in the day they take our money away. And in 2022, March 9th of last year, Biden issued Executive Order 14067. It's entitled Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets, which means they're doing their research into digital currency. And the Federal Reserve is on board with this. Sorry about that. One more time. Let's keep going. I'm not going to be deterred talking about this tonight, and I appreciate you having patience. I know this is not the norm, but digital currency, if the government, and it doesn't matter if you consider them a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, anybody who is residing in the White House, will have total control over your amount of money in your account. How's that work? Well, it's digital. You don't have coins. You don't have paper bills. You have ones and zeros. Digital currency. And let's just say that you're one of those street preachers and you go and stand in front of Planned Parenthood and all you do is pray. You pray that these heathen will come to see the light and know that Jesus didn't want you to harm a single hair on one of his children. And they will stop murdering these babies. They will drain your bank account because you are a threat to their system. Now, if you're Antifa and you roll up on a protest of people that are talking about you, there is no such thing as more than two sexes. There is no such thing as transgenderism. It is a cult that has reached into the minds of our youth and turned them into these zombies, whatever you want to call them. And Antifa rolls up on this protest, and they commence the beating and scattering these protesters. They could be rewarded for taking care of the problem, and their digital currency could increase. China has a social credit system, and they implemented theirs a year before Biden signed this executive order. Think about that. If you go out and you buy an AR-15, your social credit score is going to take a huge hit because you just bought an assault weapon. You and I both know it's no such thing as an assault weapon because it's semi-automatic to be an assault weapon, it's got to be fully automatic. But that's where they're going. That's part of the puzzle. That's one more piece that they're putting out there in broad daylight. And sadly, so many Americans don't even care. And I've said this for decades. As long as I got 2 weeks of vacation, the two-car garage with both cars inside, got a house, got a roof over my head, I got plenty to eat, I don't care what the government does. But you need to, because they're coming for everything you have. If you think you own that house, think about that. Do you really? Do you pay property taxes on that house? What happens if you don't pay that property tax? They come and take it away from you. You think you own that car, but you have to pay to have it registered. These are all incremental steps that the elite have put in place to control the who, the what, the where, the when, and the why. And I came across a quote written by author and journalist P.J. O'Rourke, and he said, quote, giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. And does that paint a picture or what? They are reckless. How else do you think we got $30 trillion in debt? We're sending how much to Ukraine? I had somebody ask me the other day, what happens if China wants to go to war? We're going to lose. Number one, the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion that has infiltrated our military has destroyed the morale. Nobody is staying in. Nobody is signing up. Number two, how many bombs and ammunition shipments have we sent?
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hello, friends. We're going to give this another shot. I am not sure why we keep getting disconnected, but as long as you'll have me, I will keep answering the phone and coming back on and talking with you. Now, I was talking about this digital currency, and as I was reading through 1 Timothy, the Apostle Paul has such wonderful teachings. And I came across 1 Timothy 6, verse 9, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Verse 10, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And that is so profound, because the rich keep wanting to get richer. If you recall during the scandemic, Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon and the Washington Post, was making $1 million a day. He didn't discount anything. He didn't give you a gift here and there. He just kept raking it in. And was it because he wanted to become known as the richest man in the world? I know him and Elon Musk go back and forth. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's where these elite have their biggest issue. The Bible tells us that you didn't bring anything with you when you came into this world, and you're not taking anything with you when you leave. But that doesn't compute to these people. They have corrupt minds. They are destitute of the truth, as Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6, verse 5. And it just boggles my mind that so many people that should be aware of this economic issue aren't paying any attention. I came across this in American Free Press. It was a bunch of quotes on money and banking. Meyer Hampshire Rothschild, who founded the Bank of England, he said, quote, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws," close quote. Because those with the gold make the rules. It's just like counting the votes. It doesn't matter how many people voted. It only matters who is counting the votes. The parallels are uncanny. Andrew Jackson said, quote, "Gentlemen, I have had men watching you for a long time, and I'm convinced that you have used the funds of the bank to speculate in the breadstuffs of the country. When you won, you divided the profits amongst you. And when you lost, you charged it to the bank. You tell me that if I take the deposits from the bank and annul its charter, I shall ruin 10,000 families. That may be true, gentlemen, but that is your sin. Should I let you go on, you will ruin 50,000 families, and that would be my sin." How much money has Joe Biden taken from the commie China? One thing that I did find out when I was digging was Silicon Valley Bank was supporting Chinese startups, venture capitalism. They were giving money to Chinese companies that were starting up. Who did that benefit? It didn't benefit the shareholders of Silicon Valley Bank. It doesn't benefit the American people who keep losing jobs overseas. We continually increase the trade deficit with China. But is that reason that Biden and his cohorts with the Fed and Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, FDIC, is that why they stepped in and guaranteed all of the deposits in this bank? I forgot where I was going, but the fact that everybody seems to think that it's not a big deal that the FDIC has guaranteed all this money. But how many people even care to remember what happened in 08 when we had the great big bubble burst? The economic bubble burst, and it was catastrophic for millions of people. But the rich didn't get any poor, did they? They did not. Now, excuse me. This entire debacle where we put this environmental hoax and social justice above what's right. Because as a Christian, we are taught right from wrong. The Holy Spirit convicts us. We will be rebuked and chastised if we don't follow God's word. But by being ignorant, it does not absolve you from being part of the problem. Ignorance is no defense. If you're in a car and you're driving and your buddy's in the passenger seat, he pulls out a gun and starts shooting at people or buildings, does that absolve you? I didn't know he had a gun. Why did you not stop and kick him out of your car? Why didn't you just leave and let him steal your car? You are an accomplice. You are just as guilty. So we need to arm ourselves with knowledge. And that's the only thing we're going to be able to use to fight this. The love of money is the root of all evil, but we all know we need some money. We don't covet this money, but we use it to keep a roof over our family's head. We use it to feed our families. We don't go out and hoard this money. And it's just, it seems so simple. But deductive reasoning, critical thinking have been whitewashed out of our psyche, it seems like. And our youth are being dumbed down all over the place. And the senator from West Virginia, Manchin, I haven't figured him out yet either. He comes across as West Virginia first, which is what he should be. He represents the people of West Virginia. He should be America first. But some of the decisions he takes because of the Democrat platform boggles my mind. But at least he has jumped all over Biden about wasting all this money on green energy boondoggles instead of worrying about keeping the lights on for every American. Think about all of the blackouts that they have in California. You hear about it every summer. They've shut down nuclear power plants. They're doing away with hydroelectric dams. They're doing away with coal-fired power plants, and they're doing away with natural gas power plants. They want to be completely what they call renewable energy. Wind and solar. The wind, they don't tell you how. They don't tell you how many thousands of birds die because of this blade that's spinning. And you don't realize how big these blades are until you follow one of them on the highway. Now, I'm not sure how many y'all have in your area, but they're all over our coastline here in Texas. When I used to go to El Paso to visit the in-laws, up on the mesas, there are thousands of them to generate wind power. And that's all great. But why aren't we worried about sustaining our energy instead of trying to do away with it? People don't realize that China is building new coal-fired power plants every 2 years. And they've got it planned for the next 8 years. Southeast Asia, they're building more and more coal-fired power plants. So by California saying that we're not going to allow the sale of any gasoline or diesel-powered engine in a car by 2030, is that going to offset the carbon footprint from the Tommy China? I don't think so. So are we being coerced and forced into this one world order that seems to be where we're going? And California loves to talk about how they lead the way, but they're bankrupt. Newsom has just about emptied the coffer. And by raising taxes, all he's doing is driving good, hardworking Americans out of that state into Arizona, Idaho, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. And pretty soon, the only thing that's going to be left in California are the actors and the directors and rather live in make-believe land than what's really going on. But this energy social governance, ESG, that I talked about at the beginning, targets our energy sector. Number one target is oil and gas. And they want to do away with this, what they call a fossil fuel. But as I've studied through the Bible, God put everything that we needed here on this earth. Now, we should be good stewards. And for a long time, we were destructive to no end. But we have taken steps towards being a good steward with what God has left. I know farmers understand taking care of the land. Contrary to what a lot of the government would like you to think, this is how these people make a living, so they understand what it takes to rotate your crops. The problem is government got involved with big corporations, and they came out with GMO seeds. And they sold the farmer on the fact that you'll get more yield for less acreage. And then they added a Terminator gene into the seed so that the farmer couldn't harvest the seeds and replant his crop. He has to buy new seeds every year. Oh, and their Roundup oblivious. They don't get affected by Roundup. It doesn't kill these plants. It'll just kill the weeds. The fact that it's a carcinogen and so many people are dying from it, that's a minor glitch. But by targeting the oil and gas industry, this ESG wants you and me to be back in the Stone Age, basically. Electricity won't be abundant. Do you live near water? If you have a well, do you have a hand pump to get that water up from the ground? Because if you don't, and you plan to use electricity or a generator or something, the gas is going to run out. We have lost our ability to reason, and we don't seem to be passing on lessons from generation to generation. My great-grandmother lived in the hills of West Virginia. My dad was born and raised in Ohio. And he would go across the river and spend summers with my great-grandmother. I never got to meet her. She was passed away before I got a chance to ever meet her. But my dad told me that she would go and she would pick weeds. And she would put them in bacon fat or whatever, and it was just like eating greens because she knew what to pick and what to leave behind because it was poison. We don't do that anymore. Now, if you need a head of lettuce, we don't grow it in a garden. We go to the local grocery store. And then when we have to pay $5 for a head of lettuce, we complain. We need to be self-sufficient. And we have lost that ability. And I don't know if we'll ever get it back. And the idiots are running the asylum. Came across an article today about Philadelphia reaching a $9.25 million settlement with anti-police rioters. Why would a city spend $9.25 million on thugs instead of putting them behind bars where they belong? There is a difference between being a protester and a rioter. I've seen some of the video that Tucker Carlson released, and I see these people walking through the Capitol, the People's Capitol, and they're walking right through the middle of it. They're not destroying anything. They're not trying to start any fires. They're walking through. They're filming it with their little smartphone. They're taking pictures. They are in awe of what is in this Capitol building. And there is a reverence that they have paid to this building and the antiquities that are in there. Not destructive. But they're sitting in a gulag in Washington, D.C., without going to trial. There is no habeas corpus. They are beaten. They're starved. They're denied treatment for whatever ailment they have. And I was visiting with my buddy Pat McShay about it, and I said the reason that they're sitting in prison is because they were peaceful and not mostly peaceful. It seems that those who have been deemed mostly peaceful are the ones that are getting millions of dollars from city government. And they will tell you it's all about equity, won't they? Equity. That is another word that has been hijacked, the meaning of. Equity refers to a financial gain. So if you buy a house, you have equity in that house. It doesn't mean that there is equality. They have subverted equity, mean that it's evenly divided. And because the evil white man has been so repressive, he has to pay. And that brings me to the reparations that they're talking about in California. California was never a slave state. Why are they looking to pay $5 million to every black person in California as a reparation? They weren't slaves. They've never had to put up with that. It was a non-slave state. But if you do a lot of digging, you know that this is, Candace Owens said it perfectly, it is being put on the plantation, the government plantation. And that is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to buy the support and the continued voting capital. Voting. Not financial. Voting capital to ensure that they maintain their spot in office. That's the only thing that you can deduce from these reparations. Were the Democrats in Philadelphia that are on the council that agreed to this $9.25 million settlement, is it to placate the African Americans, the blacks that are living in Philadelphia who rioted, who destroyed public and private property to keep them on the Democratic voter roll? You have to ask that question. The district attorney is bought and paid for by George Soros. Crime has gone through the roof, violent crime, but everything else on the crime spectrum has gone through the roof because this guy is not prosecuting criminals. They are not putting prisoners away. They just, it's like a revolving door. So George Soros is one of the key money men behind all these corrupt district attorneys or county attorneys or state's attorneys, whatever your locale calls them. My area, they're called district attorneys. But he's bought and paid for them. The one here in Austin, Travis County DA, is a George Soros lackey. There's one in San Antonio, Bexar County. Kim Gardner, Fox up in Cook County, Chicago area. Is it Krasner, in Philadelphia, the DA? The Bragg, the one in Manhattan that is trying to for whatever reason, they're trying to indict Trump. And nobody seems to care that Bill Clinton did this same thing, and he was fined. Barack Obama used campaign funds, and he was fined $375,000. He wasn't indicted. He wasn't incarcerated. He wasn't arrested. Now, I'm not a big Trump fan. I think he did some good things, but I think he did some stupid things. And I don't believe that he is the greatest president we've ever had. Although, if you ask Trump, he will tell you that everything got done because he's the greatest. But I wrote an article a while back about the weaponization of our government. And then, lo and behold, Jim Jordan from Ohio comes out with a committee on the weaponization of government. I'm not saying that he read my article, but the coincidence is quite canny. The fact that the government has been co-opted into attacking everyday citizens. And where will it end? It won't end until the rich have all of the money and we're all slaves, peons, serfs to their lordships. But the fact that Philadelphia is going to pay these violent rioters boggles the mind, doesn't it? And there was a settlement reached with business owners that in Seattle that had been taken over, basically, when they had the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Do you remember that? When Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they took over the police precinct there in part of Seattle and had a 6-square-block radius where it was anarchy. And the residents and the business owners lost so much money because there was no policing. Well, the city finally settled with these business owners. But the idiocy. I've done a number of programs called Idiocracy, and that is exactly what seems to be the case. That, you know, there's a movie about it. This guy was dumber than a box of rocks, and he got cryogenic frozen or whatever, and he gets thawed out in the future, and he's the smartest person around. So all of a sudden, he becomes the leader. But he's not, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's sharper than everybody else. And that's exactly where we're heading. You know, it's funny, a lot of the movies from Hollywood are almost a litmus test for what is to come. Was Idiocracy one of those litmus tests? There are so many things that makes you really have to go, does it compute? There was a reporter, I think from CNN, that was in San Francisco covering recent spike in crime and violent crime and carjackings and this, that, and the other. And while they were at City Hall talking to the politicians, her car got broken into. And she is one of these bleeding heart liberals that seems to think that we don't need more prisons, we don't need more prison beds, that we need to rehabilitate these people through money, programs, but never making them accountable for their actions. They don't understand that a criminal cares not what the law says. They're going to do what they want to. Almost like the Church of Satan, you know, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. But her car got broken into, and they had an armed security guard by the car. But before the guard could do anything, they had shattered the back window, stolen some luggage and some bags of something. I don't know if it was camera equipment or what, and taken off. And then she bemoans the fact that we weren't inside City Hall for 30 minutes and had security and our car still got stolen stuff out of it. Well, cause and effect tells you that if you're not going to prosecute criminals and put them in prison, but instead turn them out, what are they going to do? There's no repercussions for their actions. The same thing is going with these teachers that Libs of TikTok keeps exposing. The fact that they are teaching our kindergartners, pre-kindergartners. We're talking 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old babies about sodomy and being a transgender. And then they're hiding anything they're teaching from the parent. Why aren't these people in prison as pedophiles? They should be. And Jesus said that anybody that harms a hair on the head of one of my little ones, it'd be better if they had a millstone wrapped around their neck and tossed in the sea. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but the fact that we don't see this as a problem, that brings me to the minor attracted persons. These loony left have come out with this new phrase, minor attracted persons, instead of pedophiles, because it's denigrating. We don't want to hurt their feelings. So we're going to call them MAP. They need to be in prison forever, never see the light of day, because they are debauched. They are so corrupted in their minds that I don't know that they could be saved other than the Holy Ghost were to just smack them upside the head and get them into the Bible to realize that this is wrong. And I know there are a number of really good church ministries out there, but these people are so evil, it would take a miracle from God to get them on the straight and narrow. And I came across another article that Attorney General in California is blaming car manufacturers for the increase in carjackings. Does that make any sense? The manufacturer of the car is the problem because their cars keep getting stolen. I know Kia and Hyundai are the two big ones that are being stolen quite a bit out in California now. It's the same mindset that tells people it's okay to sue a gun manufacturer because Jim Bob or anybody else went out and shot up a school. Or went to a grocery store and just started shooting people, or a Walmart, and started shooting people left, right, and center. Well, the survivors of the family members of the individual that got shot have now been told they can sue the gun manufacturer. That doesn't compute, does it? The gun manufacturer didn't go out and say, here, if you use this gun, you can shoot this number of people, and you can maybe get away with it. I know that background checks have been over a million each month for the last 2 years because there's a war on the police, because the criminals are being left out. They're revolving door in and out of the system. So people are starting to arm themselves to defend themselves from these criminals. But gun manufacturers get sued because their gun was used in a mass shooting. Car manufacturers are being sued because somebody's stealing their cars. I wonder if they're going to sue the managers and the owners of Walgreens for all of the bags, trash bags full of product that's stolen from their store and shoplifted? Or is it the fact that they raised the minimum dollar amount to charge for these shoplifters? And some people have blatantly called this reparations. That is such an idiotic statement that these people actually believe this garbage. it all comes down to one thing. As a parent, your job is to teach your children how to live biblically. As a grandparent, it is your job to ensure that your children are teaching your grandchildren how to live biblically. Because they have got so much that has been thrown at them through the indoctrination centers known as public education, that they really need to be deprogrammed and grounded back into the Bible so that we can end this series of idiocy. It's pretty simple in that fact. Would it be better? And I've said this before, the best thing that the pandemic did was it increased the number of homeschoolers. Well, I want to thank everybody for putting up with the cutting in and out and hanging in there with us. Love Pastor Butch. My honor, he asked me to fill in for him tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to Call to Decision.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.